Hello.
Hey Sandra, this is Keaton. How you doing today?
Okay. And
I'm doing pretty good. I was reaching back out to you about that lot of land out in Bryanwood Road. Yeah, I was calling to see if you were still thinking about selling it.
At some point, I just had so much going on here.
Oh no, I
I just
totally
haven't
get
gotten
it.
there.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
figured I'd give you a call after all the holidays. I thought it'd be a little bit smoother. But do you have any idea how much you're trying to get for it?
No, I hadn't even talked to anybody. Everybody looks like they had something going on, you know. It's just,
I
yeah.
got you. Yeah, I mean, if you
Yeah.
were to ever want to sell it, why would you?
Why would I?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's just no point in keeping it. You know, I don't want, the kids would never do anything with it, and we never did anything with it, you know. So.
Yeah, that's why I figured I'd give you a call and at least see where your head was at with it. I figured I'd offer
Yeah.
you some money for it before the tax season came around.
Yeah,
Or,
because the taxes aren't that much on it now, but I haven't been out there or anything, to even look, see
yeah,
what's
why would
going
you?
on out there. Because, yeah, and that I've often, I don't know, because like I said, I always felt that it would mean more to the people in that house over on the road behind that lot. I forget which one it is. But like, because, and have you been over there and looked at it or not?
Yeah, I've been out there. It's really just a
Yeah.
bunch of trees and I mean,
Yeah, it's just woods, all it is.
yeah.
But across from there, you saw where in the middle of the lot, across from that one, someone, they sold that part a number of years ago and built a house across it from it. And see, the people that live in the house that back up to that lot over in the next street, that it's, you'd think it was their property or another lot. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was
Do
surprised when I
you own
saw
that
this.
lot?
No, it looks to me, one time, I know several years ago when I saw they built that house right across from where ours is, across from all those woods.
Yeah.
Between the house that we had and the next house over that faces the next street, that it looks like what it was. They must have had awfully big lots there,
Yeah.
and
Well,
it looked like
you
people
live.
divided it and sold in the middle, sold a lot. So I always thought if it would mean more to somebody in that house on the next street behind
Do
where
you
our
live near
house
that lot of
was.
land?
Huh?
Do you live near Bryanwood Road, like near the lot of land that you own?
Well, I right now I live at, we lived in Bexley for 30 something years, Brandermill for 7 years, and in Bexley for 30 something years.
Oh, okay. So
And so,
you're nowhere near.
yeah, so, and right now, after my husband died and all, I live in apartments at Robius and Huguenot. So I just really don't get down there that way, really. And I keep telling the kids I want to ride down there, and I haven't. But I don't go that way, you know, and I just haven't been down there.
Why are you trying to get down there?
Well, I've just been curious, you know, about, because I did see something several years ago that the people in that other house, I don't know if they ever sold it or not, the one that backs up. I'd have to look up that street. I think that street actually has an exit there near Chippenham. But you know, if you look, like, we lived at Daleshire and Bryanwood, you know, in that house. And then you've got that, there's even a cement drain thing that goes through in between where the house was and where the rest of that lot, where that other lot is that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But then you go through all that, those woods there, that the way I understood it, all those woods except for that little pie-shaped piece that we had belonged to that house that backed up to all those trees and all. And it looked like what happened right across the street a few years ago, they must have divided it or whatever, and they built a house across from where all the woods are. Now there's a house in the middle across from it.
Yeah.
And so it, I always thought it would mean more to somebody like that, probably, if they ever,
Yeah.
because you think about it, if somebody went in there and they divided that lot or whatever and wanted to do something in that all that wooded area that's there.
Well,
That
Sandra, if
people in
you keep it, what are you going to do with it?
Huh? Oh,
If you
I would. I just thought it would be more money worth more money wise if somebody if they wanted to if they bought if they divided up that other lot then they, I don't know that anybody would want to buy it when they got the pie shaped piece through beside it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm that somebody right now. I'm actually looking for a pie-shaped lot of land to buy. And I mean, if you're ready to sell, I'm ready to buy. But of course, it's really up to you if you want to make some money off of it or not. I understand if you want to keep paying taxes on it and hold on to it for a few years or pass it down to your kids. But I mean, if you're trying to make some money and relieve a burden, I'd be happy to be the guy to do that for you.
Well, how much would you be willing to pay for it, though?
I mean, considering that it's not a lot of land and it's nothing but trees, if it would cost me money to clear it out or to build on it, do you know how much you would want for it?
No, I'm saying I haven't been over there or really discussed it. I've had a whole lot going on between the kids and me and a lot of appointments and all I've had to keep.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't done anything about it.
Now, I've seen other lots of land go for around 700 or 800 or something similar to that.
Yeah. I wouldn't sell it for that.
Well, I hear you. How much do you think you would sell it for?
I don't know. I really don't know. Like I said, and I have to sit down and see how much we've paid into it tax-wise and all over the years and all, you know. And
yeah, I mean, I can look that up for you right now if you want to do that. Yeah, I see 1978 sold for about $350. And that's more than double what I've seen it sell for nowadays. Of course, nowadays it's worth more than $350.
Yeah, I mean that's 1978.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. Sure. I mean, I'd be willing to work with you if you're willing to sell it.
And because what it was, the company that built the subdivision, they had those odd pieces left is what it was. And they were just going around trying to get rid of these odd pieces they were left with from building the subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
And, somebody down, I forget, the company built those. It was down by Meadowbrook, down in that area.
Oh, yeah, I see from 2014 to 2020, it was about $19. For the taxes there. So it's nothing crazy.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's that over the years, of course, it added up and did it gain any value or anything. But in terms of me having to pay the taxes, it's no big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. In terms of taxes,
I would have gotten it up a long time ago. It's not like it's costing me much.
Yeah, it looks like it was around $600 that you spent in taxes over the years on it. And yeah, that sounds about right when I was saying around 700 to 800.
Yeah.
Which would make you some profit there.
Yeah, but again, you know, that was a long time ago and if it's worth anything it should have gone up, you know what I'm saying?
If I offered you $350, I feel like you would just be upset with that low number. Yeah.
You
know,
That was basically the company just wanting to get stuff off their books, you know.
And that's kind of what I'm trying to do here with you is trying to relieve a burden from you. Like, what's the number that you're comfortable with saying yes to that you can walk away from free and clear, that you don't got to worry about having to call up other people to sell it or worry about passing it to your kids or worry about any taxes?
I don't know. Let me go over there. I'll see if one of the kids will go over with me one day for long, and let me just go over and look, okay?
Yeah, okay. What are you trying to look for?
Well, just look around over there. I haven't been over there in years, really.
I got you. What are you hoping to find out of it?
No, I just wanted to go over there and look again, see.
Okay. You got some sentimental value?
The one across the street, like I say, I think the man didn't even buy it. He just fixed it up.
Mm-hmm.
The one directly across from that
mine. I
don't know how many put park benches. I don't know what all over there.
Sandra, let me know if I'm wrong, but it seems like you don't want to sell it. Are you waiting for something? Are you trying to hold on to it for something?
No, not really. I've just been really busy, and I just haven't done any more about it.
Okay.
You know, for years, it was just there, and it wasn't costing us that much.
Yeah.
Or anything, and I just left it. I never fooled with it.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's just.
So, I mean, are you against making a few hundred bucks off of it?
Well, not really, but I guess I just thought, you know, one day I'd have time to do something with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I used to think maybe the people backed up that had the house now would like it to do something with or something like that. Because I think it goes up behind the third house up there.
Mm-hmm.
So those people wouldn't be interested in it. The only one would be interested in would be the ones in the house where we were on the corner there.
I got you.
I said we were only there about a year and a half before we moved to Brandonville.
Yeah, well, my partner and I, we buy around 15 to 30 properties a month, and I think that it may be in your best interest to take the money from this property and invest it in something else if you really are looking at developing some land or developing property. Or you can just use that money towards, like I said, taxes coming up or spend it on your kids.
Okay.
I would just want to make sure that you're comfortable with the number and that I'm able to, you know, still be in business. I would hate to lose money on something like this.
Well, that's it. I mean, I have no idea what it's worth, if anybody ever be interested in it or doing anything with it or not. That's, you know, like I say, the county did tell me that it met the regulations or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm
a lot
interested. Yeah, I'm definitely the one that, I mean, I'm not sure the next time you'll have someone interested in the land, but I'd be happy to be the guy for you.
Did you check with the county that you could even use it as a lot? I mean, I didn't get an official. I talked to them about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know that it could be sold as a lot, though? If you know, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's why I'm bothering you and annoying you with this phone call. I'm sorry.
Because like I say, I just talked to him on the phone. I didn't get him to give me anything in writing or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think.
Yeah, I was doing some research on it, and I saw Sandra and Syed was also on there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I figured I'd be able to give you a call real quick and see where your head was at. But, I mean, I could tell you're on the fence about it. And, I mean, if you're trying to hold on to it for your own reasons, I totally get it.
Mm.
And I got some other properties I got to call up today to try to buy with my partner.
Well, I'm not ready to just say yes right now on the phone. Okay, I'm really not.
I totally understand. What would you like to do from here?
Well, I'm going to try to get over there. I just want to ride, like they haven't been over in a long time, and just see.
For sure.
Yeah.
I got you.
You do that.
When's a good time for you to be able to give me a solid yes or a solid no?
Well, give me about a month.
Oh, a month. Okay. I can do that.
I don't know when I'm. And like I say, I hadn't discussed it with the kids either, or anything about it. Do they have any? I don't know why they want it, but I just...
It's your land. I'm not sure what the kids would want to do with it. I mean, what would they say? Would they say no? Like, no, we don't want you to sell it?
No, I don't think so, but I just like to ask them, you know, and let
All
them
right.
see what I'm talking about. They hadn't been there since they were little, I guess.
All right. Well, I'll give you a call in a month, and yes is great, but I mean no is okay too. I mean I hear no all the time. I hear it every single day, and I'd rather you just be direct with me. That way, I don't annoy you too much on the phone.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, then. Well, I appreciate you calling, and I'll talk to you then.
Yes, ma'am. My name's Keaton, by the way. Yeah, you'll hear from me
Okay
in a month.
then.
All right.
Okay then. Thank you then.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.